Hey everybody, welcome back to Wicked Good Sports. This is a new show called Villa Villa, and as we're saying, welcome to the Villa Villa, hosted by our new host, Aaron Slater. You may be seen on our last episode of Way West End, but if you haven't, Aaron, welcome to the channel.
Thank you. I really appreciate this opportunity again to be able to have a channel and talk about my favorite club, Aston Villa, and you know, the ups and downs that we're going to have this season because, you know, this team is an arsenal, but we'll damn well try.
Yeah, so it, from, you know, the pre-recording session we just had, the debrief, it seems we're coming in at a very interesting time to be talking about this team. They just fired their manager, Steven Gerrard. Can you take me through the reign of Gerrard for Aston Villa?
I'm so glad he's gone. Okay. I can tell you what, Brian, I'm so glad he's gone. Mm-hmm. Gerrard was meant to be the savior from the previous successor, Dean Smith, who brought us up from the championship, which he did a great job. He kept us in the Premier League for a season. Just a run of play, unfortunate for him. He had to get canned, unfortunately. So they went out, got Steven Gerrard from the Rangers.
Right.
Thought it was this great savior. You know, great player, probably going to be a great coach.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite.
No.
It ended up being boring. He promised attacking style play.
Mm-hmm.
He promised, great players coming in, which he did. He brought in Phil Coutinho, who he played with, ex-teammate. There we go. That's the word I wanted to use. He brought in Diego Carlos from Sevilla, I want to say. He brought in Boubacar Kamara for free, on a free, which, you know, he's like free agent essentially in any other sport. But it ended up being very stagnant. And it showed, like, it even showed in the trainings that nobody wanted to be in trainings. That's how toxic it got. Team cohesion was just brutal. In-game management was bad by him. It was poor as far as making subs and not being able to roll with the changes that go on. He left us with broken promises, ambitions to be top 10, and we're not. We're 17th, something like that in this league. I can't quite remember off the top of my head. 15th, but either way, we're not top 10.
So not 17th, not as dire, but not where you want to be.
Of course. We needed a breath of fresh air. Mm-hmm. Somebody. Right now, we have Aaron Danks as the interim head coach. And he's had only been really a U21 coach, head coach for multiple teams. He's been an assistant for England's U20 and U21. And he was an assistant coach at Anderlecht, which is a Belgian league, Belgian team league. And, he got to show what he was capable of in this giant win this week in match day 13. I mean, this team, shackles off.
Yeah.
Purring. It was purring. They won 4-0 against a good Brentford side, who are actually 10th right now, 10th or 11th.
Yep, 11th now. Yep.
It seemed easy scoring these goals. I couldn't believe it. It was 2 minutes into the game we scored. They had a formation change. They went from the typical Gerrard, I'm going to call it a Christmas tree, but some other people like to call it the Flying V, which is essentially four in the back and then three midfielders, two attacking, and then one striker. It's a very narrow play, and it just didn't have the players working with it. But with the 4-2-3-1, it allowed for wing play. It allowed for the ability for the double pivot, which is what the two is for, you know, Dendonka and Douglas Luiz were able to swing it around, able to find the outlets, to be able to find the fullbacks, the wingers. It was just majestic. Mm-hmm. I mean, the first goal came off of a set piece, which was a corner. Douglas Luiz took the corner, ended up giving it to drawing a blank on who it was, but it ended up, I think it was Emi Buendia. Gave it back to Emi Buendia, who gave it back to Luiz, found Bailey in the box for the first goal. It was a breath of fresh air. Everybody in Villa Park erupted.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went on to score three more goals after that, with Ings scoring two, one off of a PK, and another from an assist on Bailey again.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ollie Watkins, finally. It's been like Jesus, where he's been this drought. He's just an excellent player who has this really high work rate, and you love to see him be able to press the back lines of the opposing team, and he just deserved, it was one of those you deserved it kind of goals. I mean, he had the first shot saved, second shot deflected, third shot finally went in. It was one of those kind of crazy plays, you know, grit play.
Right.
This team, if we stick with the 4-2-3-1, there's no reason that we can't just keep burying goals and being able to have that creativity with Dendonka and Luiz. I mean, it was excellent. They dropped McGinn, who has been a club favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunate things happen. If you play bad, you should be able to be benched.
Right.
It doesn't matter if you have the captain's band.
Mm-hmm.
If you play bad, you pay the price.
Right.
And I think that it's Dendonka's position to lose at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I mean, that's obviously like in a major turnaround, because for anyone who is new to this, just like wanting to get into the Premier League or anything, I looked through their last like five games and they got shut out twice and they got shut out three times and they had two goals in five games combined. So to score four goals in one game is pretty incredible.
It was so crazy that I think it was a stat where it's like 547 minutes that they had gone without scoring.
That's it
was
crazy.
Oh my God. And then I heard another one from one of the pundits had said that this is when they scored the two goals quick. Mm-hmm. That they scored half as many goals at home that day than they did all season. And by the end of the game, they scored as many goals that day than they have all season. It's just, it's clearly there's goals in that team. There's players who are good. It's just Gerard was a bad coach.
Mm-hmm.
He relied a lot on his assistants who left. His assistant is in QPR right now in the championship, and they're second.
Mm-hmm.
So what's that say about Gerard?
Right.
Yeah. But anyway, we finally get to live life without Gerard, and this is what we get. A beautiful 4-0 game.
Yeah, so that has to have you as a fan feeling good. Probably has the team feeling good. So with that in mind, we get a new coach, new manager, sorry. It's American terms again, as always. A new manager. Tell me about this guy.
This is Unai Emery, or Unai Emery, I guess. It depends on your English, however you want to pronounce him.
Right.
He had coached at multiple places. He had coached at Sevilla, PSG, which is a French giant. I mean, nobody's really. It's 1 year maybe in between where they'll lose. But he had coached at Arsenal, and he had coached at Villarreal, who he finally left for.
Mm-hmm.
He has a ton of accolades. He's won the French League. He's won multiple French League Cups. He's won four Europa Leagues, which is what Arsenal's in right now. So this guy has pedigree. Made multiple Champions Leagues entrances and group stage and knockouts. So to be able to have a guy who has this type of experience, this type of knowledge, and to be able to bring in the tactic that he has, which his favorite is 4-2-3-1. He will run sometimes a 4-4-2. Depends on the club that they're facing at the time. It could be when he wants to run a 4-4-2, it's more that he wants to dominate the team real quick, get the goals. But he fits the mold that hopefully Villa are looking to do. I mean, it's clear that a 4-2-3-1 works. He is given a ton of money next winter, this coming winter window in January. Nicefi Suarez and Wes Edens are just bankrolling him. So hopefully he'll be able to bring in the players he wants and be able to support the team that he is going to dream about and be able to get us into the top 10. I'm not saying we'll be top 8 and we're not going to push for Europa this year. That's absolutely bonkers. Right. That's overachieving beyond everybody's dreams. If we can get within that 10, 11, I would probably be satisfied with 12. As pessimistic as that might sound.
But right.
There's still some clear opportunities for improvement. Like our defense was okay that game. The scoreline really favored the zero, to be honest.
Right.
There was multiple times where Bentford got unlucky, or somebody, Tyrone Mings, had made a sliding play in order to make a deflection or block a pass or something like that. You know, a lot of it flattered the zero. Emi Martinez, world-class as always. That dude is top-notch. Our goalkeeper. And we have two Emilianos. So, Martinez, our goalkeeper, who we got from Arsenal, who probably you and I actually knows, was world-class in that match. I'm ecstatic about having this different coach. I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, which is why I pushed the 10, 11, 12 range.
Right.
You know, fool me once kind of deal. You know, kind of one of those things.
Yeah. Do a little wait and see. You know, don't want to get a hedge. I think that's always healthy in sports fandom because the second you, like, get too excited, something horrifically goes wrong, at least in my experience. I don't know. Maybe some people only root for, like, blessed teams. I'm not one of them.
Same.
Oh, man. All right. So, right now, the year 15th, they got 12 points. What's the feeling? Are they going to be able to, like, keep out of relegation for this season?
Yes. I think the obvious answer is yes, personally. There's no reason to be down that low. They have spent buttloads of money. I mean, it's like over $200 million they've spent in the last two seasons. There's far worse teams that are going to get relegated than Villa. I mean, at worst, I really think we'll, at worst, 15th.
Okay.
There's no way this team's getting relegated, especially now with the head coach change. If we had stuck with Gerard after the World Cup, man, it might have been real close. I think it's like around 40 points in that ballpark that you really want to get to not be relegated, to stay up. The year that Villa did get promoted, they got 39. It was a really weird year for that one. There's a lot of teams that had low points. I think the champion might have been 87 points or something like that. But you know, it's anywhere from 40 to 45 you want to get for not being relegated to stay up.
Right.
There's no way they're getting relegated.
All right. I love that. I love the almost enthusiasm. As we said, we're hedging a little bit. But Oh, man. All right. So is there anything else that we didn't get to that you wanted to get to on this first episode?
So we have a big match coming up against Newcastle.
Yes.
This Saturday at 10. It'll be at St. James Park. So it's an away match. Newcastle's going to be tough. They are fourth on goal differential. And that's something you don't see from them very often. They're a very well-structured team right now. They do have Alexander Isak out and Alan St. Maximin, which is big for Villa because those guys are very creative and they will wreak havoc in the box. But clearly they're still doing well without them. Right. So we're going to have to really strap up the boots here and play sound defense. And it might end up being a 1-0 game or one way or the other. It's either going to be a draw or a 1-0 game. It's really kind of come down to that. I mean, Villa have only really won 4 in their last 20 against Newcastle. That's how kind of stacked it is against stacked against Villa at this point.
Right.
But we can hope for the best, and we'll, you know, drink beer and have fun watching the game.
Yeah, have a good time anyways.
Yeah, of course.
Regardless.
And then we finally have some good news as far as injury updates go. Luca Dean, our left back, who went out with an ankle injury last month, has finally been training full-time with the squad. So we're hoping to see him in Newcastle, against Newcastle. Ashley Young, the fine 37-year-old, has been everything he could be. I mean, he turned back the clock. He's fine wine right now. He's that aged, perfect wine right now.
Right.
He's been scoring goals for us, assisting. Couldn't ask for much better from a 37-year-old, that's for sure. It'll be a definite pickup. And then we have Boubacar Kamara, who picked up a knee injury against Southampton in September. Looks like he's been training individually off the side, but he's definitely ahead of schedule, which is something that nobody expected. We were expecting him to be after the World Cup. But it looks like he could even be playing in the World Cup for France, which would be a huge move for France and a huge move for Villa. France is down N'Golo Kanté. He's been injured, and Pogba had a injury with a leg injury. I can't quite remember, or surgery, something happened. So they're thin on their end, and we're thin on our end. So, you know, it'd be nice for both of those guys to get some, you know, real quality back. You know, and being able to have Kamara play in the World Cup, get a match ready for games domestically. It's actually a win-win scenario, really. One of the few times where playing in the World Cup doesn't actually drain your squad. It can actually help in this case.
Right. That's coming up. That's soon.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
We're going to definitely cover it here with you and Rhett. I mean, I'm really excited for it as well. So that'll be something to keep an eye on.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be excited for the World Cup, and Rhett and I'm sure we'll, you know, have our fair share of fun doing that coverage.
Yes. All right. Anything else before we get on out of here?
I'm going to say no. I think everything's been covered. Cool. You know, glad to be a part of this crew and sharing Villa, 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 baby.
Yes. Very exciting. and of course, as always, is there anything you'd like to promote? Floor is yours.
Albany Gooners.
Yes.
Brett, you know, he's been doing dirty work getting this off the ground. And, you know, I'd love to see him get more more fans, more people to, you know, come out and enjoy games with him. He's a ball to go watch games with. So, yes. You know, I'd love
to. I'm excited at some point to come and see this in person. Oh,
yeah.
That'll be fun.
It's awesome. It's awesome.
Oh, man. All right. Well, thank you so much for your time. Great job. First episode. It was very fun and look forward to doing more. And I hope that everyone watching is looking forward to hearing more. Please subscribe to the channel, subscribe on podcast services, all that. And we'll see you all in the next one.